Well, Lord, I just thank you for your word, and I thank you for your presence, God. And everything is about your relationship and your presence. And God, you are continually, always drawing us for more, just calling us to more. As you say, since we've been raised up with Christ, you call us to keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And you tell us when Christ, who is our life, Lord, is revealed, and then we will be revealed in glory. So, Lord, I just thank you for that reality, how awesome you are. So, Lord, just overshadow my weakness and just have fun with your word, I pray. Amen. I always want to throw in Jesus' name in there like it's not going to work unless you say in Jesus' name, right? But that means as we, because we're in Christ, we pray as though with that same confidence and as he does. I was thinking in the shower this morning, I was thinking about Psalm 16, one of my favorite psalms, and just read some of it. Because it's where it talks about, and David's talking about just the presence of God, and there's where there's a fullness of joy, right? But then there's something, a few verses above that, that really spoke to me, because we can't know that God is, know him as the fullness of joy and the fullness of all he is and all the fruit of the Spirit. All that God is love, joy, peace. If God is not our portion, and David said this in Psalm 16, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You're my inheritance, Lord. In the Old Testament, you know, everything points to the cross. And when they went into the land of Canaan, the priests, their portion of the land was God, right? His presence, which is just a New Testament of that we're all priests. We're a house of priests. Scripture says that our inheritance is God. It's not stuff. Right? It goes on to say there that, Lord, you're the portion of my inheritance, you're my cup. And it says, you support my allotted portion. Lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. It was talking about the lines falling to him. This is really cool what someone said about that. It's a phrase that's often used. Interpreted as a statement of gratitude and contentment with one's lot in life, according to even if it's difficult circumstances. You know, lines have fallen to me in pleasant places, and my heritage is beautiful to me, and you support my lot. I'm going to read a couple of that's verse 5 and 6 of 116. I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation. It says, You are my prize, God. You're my pleasure, and you're my portion. You hold my destiny and its timing in your hands. Isn't that really good? That you hold my destiny and you hold the timing of my destiny in your hands. Your pleasant paths lead me to pleasant places. I'm overwhelmed by the privileges that come with walking with you, following you. Really good verses. Because you know all the stuff I've gone through physically. And a couple of weeks before we went to out to Colorado, it was about a month before that. Abby, y'all know my Abby lives in Oklahoma. Well, her car engine just locks up, blows up, you know. It costs more to fix the car than the car is worth. So we just had to kind of scrap it. You know, I think we got like $600 for her car. So she doesn't have a car. So her job doesn't pay enough to... So she came down and got Anna's car, and at the time wasn't working, so she took Anna's car back up there. And then our expedition quit working. TC's expedition just quit working. Went from working fine to not working overnight. And we've got a guy who's a really great mechanic. He works for a guy here, and he who has a fleet of trucks, fleet of dump trucks, fleet of all kind of earth-moving equipment, and he fixes all of it. He does stuff on the side, so we've had him over at our house 3 times, and it's baffling. This is the third time I've ordered parts for it, and so whatever happened just set off a chain reaction. It's still not fixed. So, and when we're flying on our way home from Denver on that Tuesday, my daughter Grace hits a deer in her car, and so that one's out. And they, you know, we got it taken to the body shop, and then they totaled it. It didn't, if you see the pictures, I showed Bill the picture yesterday, it looked like a dent in there, but they totaled her car. I mean, now her car is totaled, almost paid for. I mean, it was like right there, her car is totaled. Our expedition is not working. Abby's car smashed. You know, we got three of all these adults at home. And so I was just like, I just laugh, you know, what are you going to do? So I was thinking about this scripture, God, you're our destiny, my destiny is a man. And you know what? You are my portion. You're my cup. You are my inheritance. And that means that the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. That my circumstances are not going to dictate, right, my happiness or my joy or my relationship with you. It goes on, verse 7 says, I will bless the Lord who counsels me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. And another version said, you whisper in the night and give me wisdom, and you show me what to do next. And I've experienced that a lot, and I've told you all that. And the night watches, it seemed like the Lord really speaks to me a lot, you know, just really giving me encouragement and speaking words of life. And really been going through this thing of exposing some negative thinking and speaking life. We know it's God because he always speaks life. That's how you know, right? The Lord's, if you hear a voice or something and it just produces anxiety or fear, it's not God's voice, right? Because when he speaks, it's always life, right? I just love this. And he says this, verse 8, I have set the Lord continually before me, and because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. I just love that verse. And that's what I was saying in Colossians. That's what Colossians chapter 3 talks about. Being at his right hand is just a picture, another Old Testament picture of being in Christ at the right hand of God, right? That living a life of sitting in God's presence or putting him before you is what it means, right? We live a lifestyle of that, then I won't be shaken, right? I won't freak out. My emotions won't freak, right? Not saying that you're not tempted or fail there. I've failed many times, you know, but cultivating a lifestyle of that, of his presence, right? Because he's my portion in my cup. If he's not my portion in my cup, because the truth is, you're his portion, right? That's what scripture says, you're his portion. He's my portion. That's going to go on forever, right? My portion is not 240 Hardin Drive in a house that someone blind wired, I believe. This is the craziest wired house you've ever seen in your life. Well, on the other side of the house, in the used to be the garage where we have the laundry room, could be something wired to our bedroom, which is on the other end of the house. I think, told TC, I said, I think Paulette was over here wiring this house when it was wired. Just crazy stuff and physical stuff and things that goes on with the cars like that, right? If he's not my portion, then okay, I'm going to be shaken. But as you cultivate the lifestyle of him, all right, God, speak truth here, you know? You're in control of this. Not that we don't have to do battle, you know? We understand that. He does train our arms to do that. It says, he's at my right hand, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, and my flesh will dwell in security. Another version says, my flesh shall rest in hope. Because I've set the Lord continually before me, my heart will be glad, my glory rejoice, I'll share his glory, and I'll dwell always in hope. You know, God is a God of hope. I love that. I love that scripture. I think it's Romans chapter 15. It says, now may the God of hope, you know, fill you with all peace, the joy and peace in believing. He's a God of hope, and I'm in union with hope. and he can fill me with the joy and peace in believing. So I needed that, my believer and my joy and all that filled today, this morning, right? And because you won't abandon my soul to death, that's true. You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay. And verse 11, you will make known to me the path of life, because, Lord, in your presence is the fullness of joy. And in your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. This is another version from the Peshitta text says, I will be filled with the joy of your countenance as mirrors, right? And this says, as mirrors, we behold the glory of the Lord. I'll be filled with the joy of your countenance, with the pleasure of the victory of your right hand. Right? So always victory at his right hand and in his the countenance, his presence. I just love how it says that. And that's written in the Aramaic, the pleasure of the victory of your right hand. So the truth is, I'm living in victory, right? I may have to get a horse and buggy, be like the Amish or something, or get on the 10-speed and get be Elder Stahl or something like that, you know, like the Mormons. That's okay, because God is my portion, and the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places, and he supports my lot, right? And that, my friends, can never be taken away. Amen.